No. Babe, I'm done. Like, Christmas. I know it's tomorrow, but I just... No. I just got off the phone with my friend. And she informed me that I've sent her the wrong presents. And I just... Then I got a text from my other friend saying that she also got the wrong present, so they need to exchange those presents, or... or I need to go there and exchange it for them. And I thought I was doing so good. I thought I'd done everything right. Yeah, it's a good thing that they looked, but I mean, like... No, they don't live that far apart. But it's just... I want to do the extra effort. Well, I did give them each other's phone numbers because I'm friends with them, but they're not friends with each other. So, yeah. And because I know, like, Diane, she is a little bit shy around other people, and she has social anxiety, so I don't want to put her in the spot for having to do that. But I did ask if she thought she could, but she said no. So, a little later today, I have to go there to exchange because I don't want to put her in that kind of situation when she is honest and says, no, I am not comfortable with that. I don't know this person. I've never met them. And she wouldn't know what to say or what to do when she was kind of freaking out. So, yeah. I told her I would fix it, but I kind of just want to say, well, can't you just go to the post? Oh my god, I can't even talk. Go to the post office and then get them to deliver the presents. Until I realized how weird that was of me to ask, and then I backtracked and said it was only a joke, even though it was kind of true. Ugh. So yeah, I thought I could stay home today and not go out and deal with all of the drivers and the stress of people, like, having to drive to different parts and because they're celebrating Christmas not at home, and I just, I'm done with Christmas. There's no joy inside of me. I don't feel like this is a Merry Christmas right now. Because I have to do more stuff. But I could have avoided it if I, like, looked at the correct label. Yeah, so... Could you do it, maybe? Yeah, I can see the excitement in your eyes. That you really, really want to do this. No, don't worry about it. I'll fix my mistake. Because it's because of me that this happened, and... stuff like that. Yeah. I've done it before, many years ago too, but then it wasn't that much of a deal because they lived next door to each other, so yeah. Then it was very easy, but I have to drive half an hour to get there, then drive 10 minutes to get to the other home. So, yeah. It's just going to be a little round trip. So, but I don't want to do it alone. Can you at least come with me? You can laugh the whole way there, and maybe we'll get some takeout on the way home or something. Because I was thinking of making a few of this, like, of the food for tomorrow, but now it's not that much, so I can do it tomorrow, so it doesn't have to be that big of a deal. Like, really? So, and we're not going to, like, meet our families until, like, the first day of Christmas. So, yeah. Or the day after Christmas. 25th. Yes. I think it's so cool that, like, different countries have it different. Like, so, okay, some don't celebrate Christmas, and that's okay. And then we have, like, say, Norway, and then we have the States, like the United States, and they open it on the 25th, all the gifts and stuff. But, like, in Norway, it's on Christmas, like, the 24th, the day before. And I find it so interesting. So, my dear, will you do me the honor of coming with me, even if it is to mark my loose-mindedness? Is that what it is? My brain glitched out. Yeah, let's say it just glitched out, because then it technically isn't really my fault, even though it kind of is my fault because this is real life, but I can pretend, you know? I am allowed to pretend. So it would mean the world to me if you would come with me just to rearrange the gifts, kind of reverse Santa? Nah. That will be just taking their gifts. That's for them, but this time it's picking up the gifts that are for someone else to deliver because I have to go to first one house and pick up the gifts there, and then go over to my other friend's house and pick up her gifts and deliver the gifts that was going to go to her place in the first place, and then go back and give her the gifts. And then go back home. And I just don't want to do it alone. I don't want to do this on my lonesome. I need you to come with me. Does that grin mean that, okay, you will come with me? I will give you a kiss. One more. Thank you. Thank you for helping me fix my mistake. It was a random mistake, but a mistake nonetheless. So, what do you think? You want to do it like now, or do you want to wait a little bit? I don't know how the traffic is going to be anyway, so maybe it will be just schwa there and schwa back. Or it will be, oh my god, move your car, you don't know how to drive kind of trip. So I might be cursing a tiny bit if it is the second one. And or hopefully people we end up behind don't drive like really slow because they're scared, even if they have cleared the road. There's so many possibilities. but I will have you by my side. And that is awesome. But first, before we do anything at all, I need tea. Do you want some tea? Okay, let's get some tea. Love you.